Right now it is time for our forecast with Pat Pagano. Pat, we had, last night it rained so hard, I forget what time it was, it triggered my motion cameras. It actually triggered the cameras, and I've got pictures in the front, movies in the front, back, and side of the house of just heavy wind-blown rain. That's how heavy it was coming down.
Well, you won't have that today, and I doubt if you're going to have it tomorrow. So here's a break.
All right.
In the rain, but not a break in the humidity and the haze and the heat. Low 90s today, tomorrow 70 tonight. Saturday, we switch out the heat for the rain. Showers and thunderstorms, middle 80s. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms, 80. Monday, showers and thunderstorms, mid 70s.
All right, now let's go over Saturday, because Railroad Days is running all this week right through Sunday, and Saturday is really the big day. They've got a carnival, they've got the fireworks, they've got the firemen's parade. First time in like about 11 years that I'm missing emceeing it. They've got the firemen's parade. They've got this beautiful music thing by the Canaan Diner. Is the rain going to be spotty and thunderstorms like come through at certain times, or is it going to be like an off and on showery type of thing all day?
Well, I would say that you have about a 30% chance in the morning of a shower or thunderstorm. In the afternoon, you have a 60% chance.
All right. Will any of those be severe?
You know,
it's hard to tell. Yeah,
it is hard to tell, but I don't say severe, but it certainly could be heavy. I mean, because the atmosphere is just going to be loaded with moisture. So, and Sunday again, you know, no big deal as far as it being nicer. I see. The probability on Sunday starting off at about 60-70%, and then maybe dropping off to 50, and then on Monday the probabilities are anywhere between 60-70%. So they're up there. There's no doubt about it.
And you're going to the Cape. When do you leave for the Cape?
Tomorrow.
And you're going to be there through like Thursday?
Through Wednesday.
Does the forecast look that gloomy up there as it does down here?
Sure does.
Well, bring some games.
Isn't this terrible?
Well, if you bring your phone, you can watch your Prime movies on your phone.
they're all right. You're the Prime movies, right? Because they probably would have it on their TVs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So make sure your phone's charged.
I know. You know, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not looking forward to it.
Well, you're going to get days. The nice thing about it is you're going to get to, even though you might not be able to do everything you want to do, you're going to get a chance to relax.
That's it. And just be able to be able to sleep and get up when you want. And that's all I really care about.
You know, I never was able to do that. When I used to take vacations, I used to take 1 month off. My bosses used to give me 1 month off, because the first week, for the first 3 or 4 days, I'd get up every morning at 3:30, like I was used to. And by the end of the first week, I was into some good things. And then when I came back from Florida, I came back about 5 days early from the vacation ending, and it gave me a chance once again to get back into the getting up at 3:30 in the morning thing. So I used to have to plan that out every year. But since Joe and I started this, there have been no vacations.
Yeah, I know that. I've been witnessing that. Yeah, and you're right. And last night I went to, I'm sure you've been to the lovely town of Piermont.
I've been through it.
Yeah, well, that's down by the bridge.
Yeah.
And they have some very, very nice restaurants there. A friend of mine was celebrating a birthday, so I went down there for dinner. And I said to myself, well, at least it'll be down by the water, so it'll be cooler. Marshall, yeah. Don't kid yourself.
No.
Nothing.
Probably a lot of bugs down there, too.
I didn't notice that, because we did eat inside.
Okay.
I didn't notice that, but, I mean, I just did not notice anything cooler at all. So, yeah, we're in the thick of summer right now, mid-July. You know, mid to late July into early August, that's the heart of the summer. And then after the early part of August, you know, the temperatures start going down. But I have a feeling there'll be a change as we get into the month of August.
All right. Well, you know what I've got to do today? I've got to go get a COVID test. A rapid test.
Before your stem cell stuff.
I also had to show them that I've got both injections.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure where I'm going to get it. But it has to be the fast one. I think all the pharmacies have them now. I think that what they give them to you. But I have to get that done today somewhere.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could walk into one of the bigger pharmacies and get it, you know, not a problem.
All right. So the recap is nice today and in summary, a little less nice, but still summary tomorrow. But then Saturday and Sunday look a chance of showers and thunderstorms.
Yeah, not only a chance, they will be.
Okay. There you heard it. Definitively, showers and thunderstorms. Yeah. Take the word chance out.
Right. Take it out. So, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
I'll be here, Pat. Take care.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Vigano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.